This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Michelle Roach, girls lacrosse coach, Peabody High School. And Michelle, welcome. Thanks so much for taking some time to join us.
Hi, Bill. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, congratulations. You guys have won the league title and with a 13-0 league record. So some reaction to that against the must have been a celebratory kind of event when that happened.
It was definitely a celebratory event. The team has been working so hard, and we've really focused this year on thinking about what our culture is, what our goals look like, what we want to be known for, and just making sure that we're tackling stuff and cutting out distractions. And I think that we saw it all come together, especially this week, as this was a big week for us, facing off against league rivals Beverly. And I think the team really came together as a single unit, which helped us send us in the direction we needed to go in.
Was that Beverly win the big one this season, or would you add a few others to that?
I would definitely add a few others to that, because I think it's just been a culmination of, you know, we had the first Beverly win, the overtime win. You know, we beat Masco for the first time for the program. We had a huge 12-11 overtime win against Burlington. It's just been these, you know, instead of being one game, one big thing, it's been a culmination of little things that have sort of strengthened us and strengthened the team chemistry. Right now, just their ability to be a cohesive unit is at an all-time high. And I think these things along the way have gotten us to that point.
Nice. All right. Michelle, the other thing, too, is I know Matt Williams was sharing a little data point this week about coaches winning titles in two different sports. And so you got yourself now in lacrosse and in hockey with the PLNR team and so on. And Mark Betancourt, baseball, football coach there at Peabody High. So you're in rare company there, I believe.
I am definitely in very rare company, especially to be in the same, you know, company as Mark Betancourt. I heard that they just clinched their division last night for the league. So huge congratulations to the boys baseball team. It definitely feels really great. I am just had the privilege of coaching a lot of great student athletes that have come through the PBD programs, you know, with our PLNR, our girls hockey team, and the girls lacrosse team. I just have a great group of student athletes that are so dedicated and so hardworking, and to be able to share these league wins and get there with them is just, I'm just feel so humbled and privileged to be able to lead these groups.
And Michelle, in lacrosse, you're doing it without athletes from North Reading and Linfield. So there you go, right?
Absolutely. we have our PBA athletes, and they're working so hard.
All right, Michelle, give us a note or two, several notes, and tell us about the players on this year's team.
We have a lot of talented players. I'm going to start with, just like hockey, I like to start with the net out. We have Caitlin Snow, who is in net right now for us. She has a 57% save percentage. So she has really been locking it down out back, keeping balls out of our net, and that has propelled us forward. Our decor in front of her is Kayla Landry, Maya Davis, Connie Pettarelli, and Addie Merrill. They are a very seasoned, Kayla's a senior, one of our senior captains, and the other three players are juniors, and they have just, you know, they're very seasoned, very experienced, and they are so strong in what they do, and they're working so hard. And then on the draw, we have Ellie Betancourt and Maddie Barrett, who both take the draw or on the circle, and then we have Brooke Lemazny. Brooke right now, I believe, is leading the area, at least leading the NEC in goals and assists. So that is a huge accomplishment, and Maddie and Brooke are right behind her in points. And then on our attack, we have senior captain Katie Amico, who has had an absolutely fantastic 4 years, and she is just an amazing leader and is able to really bring together a young attack. Joining her on attack, we have a couple different faces. We have Victoria Vaz, who's a freshman, Ari Alvarado, who is an eighth grader. We also have Elias Senado, who is a junior, and then we have two freshmen who are sharing time in there as well, Bella and Sophia Cassis, who are freshmen at Peabody. So we have a very young attack in a very seasoned defense, and they have just brought these new players along and gotten them into our culture and integrated into what we're trying to do here. And I think that they've built something. We've put together something really special.
I appreciate you mentioning all of those players, but I do want to follow up with you on Brooke Lamazny. So she's gotten a lot of mention, as you just noted, with her scoring prowess. But tell us more about her as a player. Describe her. What makes her as good as she is?
So Brooke is a very – she's a leader on the field. She's a leader off the field, and she is just – a great teammate. And I think what's dangerous about Brooke is, yes, she can put a ton of balls in the back of the net, but Brooke has a just ability to see the field and to get her players the ball, right? So Brooke doesn't need to necessarily score any goals in a game. She has this ability to set up the players around her and elevate the play of the players around her that I've just, it's very rare to see. She has her moments where she knows she needs to step up, and then she knows she has her other moments where she can take a step back and she can support those around her. And I think that makes her so special to be able to take that leading role and at the same time know when she should push her teammates and really bring them forward in their play and what we're trying to accomplish.
Michelle, think back to maybe April 1 and the season hasn't really started. And what were you thinking might be possible this year? And when did you realize that, you were on to something special here, now undefeated at this point in the league?
We knew we would have a good chance at the league. And you come in and you look at the league and you say, okay, I think we can do this, but we always say that, right? We think we can do this. We think we can pull it together. We're going to make a real run here. And I think that moment that it really set in for the team was that overtime win against Beverly. We were a little slow to start, and we felt like it was a really rainy Saturday morning, and we were fighting the ball a bit. And we were able to come together as a unit, that was a mark of progress for us because we had a really difficult game against Beverly last year when we went to Beverly, where we didn't play our best and we didn't come together as that unit, and we were really disappointed with that. So to be able to bring that together during that April vacation week, I think that was the turning point for the team to realize, I've been telling them for years now, we can do tough things. They're very talented, and they have to push themselves forward, right? And I think they finally saw that and believed in the great stuff that they can do when they got that overtime win against Beverly.
Here's my last question, Michelle. You can have talent, individual talent, but you've talked a number of times here today about the team concept and playing as a team, being a good teammate, all of that. So tell me about how that plays out or how that has played out from a coach's point of view this year.
What we're really trying to do, at the core, is we are trying to bring together our group of kids, regardless of talent level, make sure that everybody is included, everyone is engaged, and everyone is having fun. And so that being sort of that core values of ours, and then trying to layer on the goals of, okay, what do we want to accomplish? We wanted to, improve our power ranking. We wanted to play a tough non-league schedule. We wanted to be able to really competitively compete for the league. And that cohesion and that chemistry that they're building with that shared goal is really what's been able to get us to where we are. If you told me at the beginning of the season that we were going to go 13-0 in the league, I would say, let's take it day by day. And so it feels so incredible to be at this point and to be able to reflect back on all the things that they have done. Whether it's, they often, we have a running joke on the team, I make them do a speedy lap after they're stretching. And it comes down to those little things, being able to do that speedy lap each day and being able to bond over that really brings this team together. And they're a really special group.
Well, that speedy lap sounds like something I would not be able to do. Okay, and here, tell me who's coaching with you. I do have, that's my last question. Who's coaching with you here on the team?
I have two new assistant coaches to the program this year. One is Kim Frank, who is a guidance counselor at the high school. And I also have Alyssa Serencini, who is a former player who graduated from the program in 2019. And it's been so great to have them, and their support and their connection with the team is invaluable. And that's really also helped us when we talk about that team chemistry and culture. They have been absolutely fantastic, and I feel so grateful to have them and their support.
Well, to you, the coaching staff, those players, congrats on what you've been able to accomplish, and it's been great checking in with you.
Thanks, Bill.
Michelle Roach, girls lacrosse coach, Peabody High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.